Tyler Brewley Committee meeting will come to order. Please silence or turn off electronic devices. Let's start with Mr. Colin, our new council member. Lead us in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Holden.
Here.
Councilmember Sweetwater.
Here.
Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Okay, in your package, you have minutes for the December 8th meeting. If there's any changes, we'll entertain them. If not, they'll be for consideration next meeting. Committee reports, Public Works Committee, I just have a couple of things. The Aline Street Drainage Project has started, and I didn't go out there today to look, but they put the sheet pile in a couple of joints of pipe, but it should be progressing. He's not in a big hurry, but it'll be done before the time period's out. Culvert program, we have all but I think two culverts that were supposed to be in are in, but we had, I think, another applicant come in at the last minute, so we might do him too. Brewley Middle School, the culverts are in, and the turnouts at the two intersections, we're going to put limestone down if they didn't today. I don't think they did it today. And let people roll over it for a little while. Then when we do our overlay project, we'll put asphalt. So that's progressing really well. The culverts have been purchased, and we're waiting for the parish to dig. That ditch that runs alongside Brewley Middle School will complete that project. If you remember, we started on Highway 1 back 8 years ago or 7 years ago, and now we've progressed all the way to the levee. This will be the last section that we do. So that should be going in as soon as we can get the parish to dig for us. So we've made a lot of progress lately and on a lot of the projects that we had. So if anybody has any questions or comments. For those of you who are not normally at this meeting, this is a committee meeting. It's open forum. It's a little bit less formal. So if you have anything, just ask a question or, just discuss, just bring it up. Anybody? Okay, planning and zoning, we didn't even have a meeting, so I know we don't have anything. Do we have anything this time coming up? That variance? One variance to build a fence, no big deal. Finance committee, review the December bills. They're in your package. If you have any questions, on a page and a half this time. It's been a lot of holidays. Didn't get a chance to spend as much money.
The second page. The first three items, Hughes and Son, Voyager Fleet, and Integrity Services.
All right. Thanks.
That stands on the police station for the first one.
Okay.
And that's a new company we're dealing with, the fuel,
okay,
the vehicles. And the last one is the windows for the town hall, which is very nice.
Yeah, those double pane windows I told you all.
Is that all the entire cost?
No, we put 1,900 up in front, so whatever 19 and 27 is.
That's it.
That's it. Oh, okay. It's done, yeah. So we put more money than that in the budget. It came in under budget, but it was
$13,900 for Rye Appraisal and Associates. First page, about number 7.
That's the insurance for our buildings.
Okay.
Okay, I want to ask you on that. That is just the renewal. There are no new policies, and we didn't delete a policy. That's just the regular.
The renewal for the town hall, police station, the maintenance.
Okay.
Anybody else? Also included is the visa bills. Visa bills. Any comments on that? Questions? All right. I don't have anything else finance.
Well, I have something finance.
What?
I don't know if this goes on the sales of the book. Should I report that into finance? To date, they've deposited $3,408 on the sales of the Landmark book. And It was 257 books plus the ones for the museum. And also what's happening, when people are coming to buy those books, they're purchasing some of the older books. So that's included in this figure. $420.
Wow. They're very popular. Is Blake still here? My stepson was at the house the other day. He started looking through it, and he was oohing and aahing about it. He's a young guy. He said, I didn't know we had that many old houses in Brulee. I said, I didn't either until I was at the book.
Education, it works.
Well, all right. Personnel committee, these are the things that I'm going to recommend the next at our official meeting. First one is a little explanation, Board of Adjustments. Sometimes during the last term, I think it was, we decided informally that it would probably be best if the five council members served as the five members of the Board of Adjustments. So at that time, we had three people that resigned, and I in turn appointed all five council members as members of the Board of Adjustments. Well, now we have two new council members, and I have in my hand a resignation. Rhonda resigned effective January 1st, and David Rodriguez swears that he's going to have it for me tomorrow. So with that, I expect there'll be two openings by next Monday, and I plan to nominate to appoint Thomas O'Lynn and Landis Hebert as the two other members, which would keep the deal where the five council members are the five members of the Board of Adjustments. So that will be for your consideration. In addition, I'm very pleased to recommend Debbie as a town clerk and Tom as an attorney. I think we have a good team all the way around, and I certainly don't want to break that up. And also the committee memberships, I have in your handout, I have my recommendation for the committee memberships. I asked the council members via email if they had any preferences or they'd like to do, not like not to do. And these are the ones that are laid out in the ordinance book. So I tried to match them up and equalize the amount of the number of committees that each person is on. So that's going to be my recommendation next Monday. If anybody has any questions, concerns, comments at this time, I'd certainly entertain. Okay. All right. Anything else, personnel? Who's my personnel chairman this time? Oh, Landis. How's personnel going so far?
No problem.
Not too much stress, huh? You handled it okay? All right, good. And you all right. You're good. All right. Recreation, I don't have anything. Do you have anything? Police committee, there's something wrong with our bulb here. This thing was clear this afternoon. I don't know what the deal is, but it was supposed to have the top five nuisances report up there. And if we can, can we even see it?
Yeah,
okay, good.
Like the blue laws in effect.
Well, anyway, it's the same spreadsheet we had last time, and nothing's filled in. The first column to be filled in is the chief giving a verbal warning to the five on that list. He had to go arrest somebody this evening, so he told me to say that he had already verbally talked to all five of them. And he has letters. He's preparing letters to send to those five people. Now, let me see if I have it here somewhere. What did I do with it?
Is it this?
Yeah, it's 139 South LeBove, 325 South LeBove, 140 Anita, 165 Anita, and 628 West Main. So anyway, it's the idea is every time we have a committee meeting to update the spreadsheet and keep progressing. So a note on that, one of the houses that has already been appealed had four cars in the backyard. They came and got, well, they appealed four of them, and they lost the appeal on two and won the appeal on two others, which meant they had to move two of the four. Well, they moved one of the ones that they won the appeal on. They moved one of the ones that they lost the appeal on, and the other one that they lost the appeal on is on the back of a trailer in their backyard, which gives me the impression that they're about to move it. So hopefully they will have moved it by next Monday. If not, I'm going to be, well, unless it is moved, I'm going to be asking the council for a resolution authorizing the town to remove those cars plus the three cars from Mr. Sanders. Per our attorney's advice, he advised that we should have the council pass a resolution before we remove something from somebody's property. So based on his advice, that's what I'm going to ask y'all to do. Any comments, questions?
Can I?
When we remove them, we're going to turn them over to a state licensed salvage. What do you call that? A hauling?
Towing
service. That's right. They have a state license, and when we turn it over to them, then it's strictly theirs. Whatever they can do with any other car, they can do with that. And we just turn it over to them and say, it's yours.
It'll be their responsibility.
Are we going to contract with somebody? Are we going to pick one of choice? Or are we going to just.
Well, it's going to be Brule Wrecker unless somebody tells me otherwise. I mean,
that's who
does our stuff most of the time anyway. I don't think we need to bid it out. It's a service. And if somebody else comes forward and they want to cut into it, then we'll consider it at that time. But we always use Brule Wrecker, and they always do a good job. Fish, you had something?
Yeah. Is number three, 165 Anita, is that the trailer that was dismantled and it was just a frame?
I think so, yeah.
If that is it, that frame has been dismantled. It's probably only 25% remaining, so they've made some progress in the last week.
I should have said that.
Cleaning that up on that one. And
that's
if
the
they
way
keep going
it.
The next couple weeks, it'll be gone.
That's the way we prefer it, because we got a long way. You know, we got a verbal warning in the letter, then it's, you know, an appeal and all that stuff. Hopefully, we don't have to go through any of that. We take them off the list because they took care of themselves.
Yeah, the point I wanted to make on that one is that it went a long time with nothing, but it looks like they really are getting after it in the last probably 2 weeks.
Right. I agree. So we got to just keep it up. And I think the specter of us doing it for them and them getting the bill helps to kind of expedite that, frankly. I mean, I might be wrong. Anybody else? So we're going to have basically five resolutions, potentially. Probably four resolutions. One of them for the car that's on a trailer right now, unless it's been moved, and three of them for the cars that are parked back here. These three cars have been laying back there forever. And then when all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and the attorney says go, then we can just call Brule Wrecker and they come get them. That's over for us. Anybody else? Any comments? Questions? Nobody? Oh. Grant committee, we have some things working, but I'd rather not say what they are right now until we get a little bit further along. I don't have any. Funny?
Did you hear anything from the community development?
No, not a word. Not even a peep. During the holidays, that's not a time when you hear things like that. Okay, on the other matters, I've been in office for 8 years, and every time we have a roll call vote, the town clerk calls out, starting with this person and goes all the way to that person. So Fish has been voting last for
eight years.
And whoever was here was voting first. It used to be Turf, then it was David. I don't know why, but it just doesn't seem right. So what I've told Debbie I want to do is make a list of all the council members in alphabetical order. And the very first time we have a roll call vote, Shane's going to vote first, then Ms. Bourgeois second, in alphabetical, until we get to the end. Then the next time we have a roll call vote, Ms. Bourgeois is going to vote first, and then so on and so forth. So everybody, as we rotate, sometimes it'll be a controversial thing, sometimes it'll just be a routine thing, but we'll rotate so that the person voting first and the person voting last won't always be the same. And I don't ask me why. I just think it's a better way to do it. The parish council, they start with district number one and they go to district number nine. They always do it that way. And
they're also changing that too.
They are, really?
Yeah. They're going to start rotating just like you're saying.
I'll be darned. I didn't know that. Great minds must work in the same. Me and Pettit, right?
Pee-wee and Tony.
Me and Pettit, right? Two great minds, me and Pettit. I'd like to call you and RJ's attention that Pettit doesn't like the Yankees. great time.
Everybody's entitled to make mistakes.
All right. Anyway, that's what I'd like to do, and if anybody has any objection, just let me know, and we'll...
Just on roll call votes.
Only roll call votes, yeah. Okay. We can't, yeah. It's just roll call votes. And I only call a roll call vote if I think there is anybody that has an opposition or if it's something that I think has a heightened interest to the public, I like to have a roll call vote just to make it clean.
Certain things.
Not a parish. Yeah, well, in certain, yeah, you're right. Stuff like that.
And also when we go into executive session,
stuff like that.
And come back out.
But it'd just be a rotational. It'd just be potluck as to who votes first and goes on. Mayor pro tempore, for two terms now, we've done it wrong. And I think everybody else does it wrong, almost everybody. It's discovered by accident that is a function of the council and not of the mayor. The council selects the mayor pro tempore. It's not the mayor. The mayor doesn't recommend anybody and doesn't, it's not an appointment like anything else is. So at the next meeting, one of the council members will, I'm going to open the floor and whoever wishes can nominate somebody. According to our attorney, the first person who is nominated, there will be a vote on that person.
Only if the nomination is seconded.
If it's seconded, I'm sorry. Yeah, if it's seconded, there will be a vote on that person. So it won't be like three or four people nominated and all that. It'll be one person nominated and there'll be a vote. If the vote is in the affirmative, by majority, that person is mayor pro tempore. If the vote is in the negative, then there's open up for another nomination. If the vote comes out a tie, let's say one person abstains and two people vote in each direction, then the mayor breaks the tie. So if it's 2-2 vote or 1-1 vote or whatever for the person that was nominated, then I vote to break the tie. Either vote for him or against him. But that's the process. He did a lot of studying and, you know, as I said, we never did it that way, but that's the way we're going to do it this time because that appears to be the right way to do it. Any comment?
Is that for the term?
It the way it's worded, until the council decides otherwise. So theoretically, the council could decide halfway through or next month, the month after that, to take a vote to elect themselves a new mayor pro tempore, and they could do that. Did I get that right, Tom? That's the way I read it.
That is correct. Until removed by the council, the appointment is in effect until removed, the council basically changes the term.
So it's a little bit of a wrinkle there. So I just want to make everyone aware that will be definitely be on the agenda. That'll be up close to the top. Mayor's report, because of the function and all that, I didn't want to give anybody indigestion, so I don't have a mayor's report. I'll have one.
Oh.
Roy, I see you back there. You got anything on the
public work?
Remember, I approve your fees. Remember, when you send a bill in, I approve it. You understand that? That's not getting too sassy back there. I mean, my wife can sass me, and Miss Bourgeois can sass me, and all that. But you know, you ain't easy. I could take a couple of months. I can study your bill a long time before I sign it. You know what I mean? All right, go ahead. What you got?
No, you talked about the drainage. I sent you in the sewer report.
Yeah, it was good.
Seven
great
places that need to be inspected because they still have some problems. They can't get through some places in the county.
Right, right.
And then I'll talk to you on the side about your asphalt overlay.
Oh, yeah.
Where you want to go with, but it ought to be ready next month.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about that today. The last two times we bid it, there was so much demand for supplies, you couldn't even get asphalt, you know, and there was all these horror stories about everything was so expensive, and you couldn't, well, it seems to me now, they ought to be practically giving it away, you know, I mean, I don't know, I know that's not the way it's going to work, but I mean, you would think that the competition would be a lot better now, and you can get more bidders and all, so hopefully it'll be a better result.
The problem would be just when you release this is what Obama does with his stimulus packages and how many people go to work.
Yeah.
The way they talk about it exploding, I mean, they talk about the money hitting the streets.
Yep. Okay. All right. Remarks of personal privilege. Anyone have a remark of personal privilege? Anything?
I got one.
Go ahead.
You were talking about Roy and Don. I also want to talk about Roy and Don. However, this is about Roy Andre. We had a conversation before the meeting, And we want, I'm going to, next meeting, I'm going to offer a resolution to officially have the town of Brule recognize Don Larson's perfect game in 1956, August 56, pitched when he was with the New York Yankees. Just want to let you know that'll be coming up to vote next week.
Well, I would like to.
Well, here's one more, buddy.
The good news is we won't have any food to give people indigestion when you do that. Don't write that down. Don't write that down.
You write that down if you won't. There's a lot of Yankee fans in West Virginia, Paris.
Any other remarks? Any serious remarks?
I just want to say that we continue to get applications for the landmark plaques for people's homes. And we're still trying to get some grant money to supplement with the town.
And you, railroad track?
Yeah.
6 months.
When you see those cross ties go in, it'll be shortly after.
Last time, I mean, any other news?
No. No, no good news, no. None. It is. It's really bad. Okay, announcements. Town Hall will be closed January 19th for Civil Rights Day. And Town of Brule Landmark and Heritage Commission meeting will be Monday, January 26th at 6:30. Now, y'all know we got court, right?
We don't usually have a lot of people
okay.
that come
to our meeting. Oh, and Thomas, I know, I'm not sure who else asked, but asked about these aerial photos. Right. And I wrote to this guy who does the business for that company. Let's see what he said. We would be happy to allow citizens to purchase smaller versions of this photo. We can make the photo just about any size and can crop to certain areas if need be. Just a few sample quotes on some of the smaller versions. 30-inch by 50-inch, $135. 20-inch by 35-inch, $100. But I got the impression from this, and I hadn't called him back, but like if you wanted to him to zoom in or catch a certain area where your house is in and much smaller than that large size, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to give you a price for that. But that's what I found out. And you know, it's I don't know if those of you know, this is the older version, that's the newer. Okay, that's it. Anybody? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Mr. Andre?
Second.
Second, Mr. Olin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Aye.
We have
to walk over there. 6:50.
I could have got my first vote out of the way.